102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We have Tanya on with the Dream Team this morning. Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
All righty.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your friend, Morgan. You guys have been friends for a while, but something has come between you guys lately. Explain why you're seeking a pardon.
Well, Morgan was dating this guy, Chris, and she broke up with him, and it was not cool at all when they broke up. It was actually a total mess.
Okay.
And long story short, I started dating Chris.
Uh-oh.
Tanya.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, shortly after, or did you wait a while, or did you jump right on in?
Pretty much. I didn't wait too long. No.
Wow. Just went for it. You're impatient, huh?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to come back and find out the entire story. We want to know all the details, and then we're going to reach out to Morgan later on and see if you can get granted a pardon this morning. How is that?
Okay,
Tanya, now run down the story. What happened? So Morgan was dating Chris. They broke up. It was messy. So you guys started dating.
Yeah, basically, he posted a comment on one of my pictures online.
Okay.
That's all it took, huh?
Little heart emojis, like you're looking good. And then what happened? Y'all take it to the DMs?
Yeah. We pretty much started, messaging. And, I knew it was wrong. They say it's like breaking the friend code, I guess, right? I knew I shouldn't do it. But, I can't help it.
Even guys have a guy code, though. Tanya, what's up with the girl code? You just see one eggplant emoji and everything is up for grabs? Or what's up with that?
Well, I didn't plan on it. I didn't plan on us getting together. But, we just started talking and it just kind of turned into that.
So are you guys still messing around?
Nope. No, I actually... found out he's a complete dog.
Oh,
no way.
So you didn't believe when it happened to your friend, and then you got burnt, and now you believe it.
Well, birds of a feather.
I figured, that was a problem they had between them, and, I wasn't going to be concerned about it, but...
Obviously.
He's not cool.
So, man. So you found out Chris is a total dog. She was right, and now you're going to seek a pardon from her and see if you guys can move on as friends.
Yes.
Good luck.
What do you guys think, Rudy?
I don't think that this friendship or this relationship is going to go any further, man. I think y'all are done. Tanya, sorry.
What about you, Kimmy? Woman to woman?
You know what? Yes. Because the stories that they're going to have about this shared man between them, I'm going for it. So when they look back on this years from now, they'll still be buddies.
Morgan, welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi. Yeah, this is Morgan.
Yeah, hey. Morgan. What's going on? Now, we understand that you have a friend by the name of Tanya, and there's a little something going on between you guys. So we just want to hear your side of the story this morning, and we also need you to make a decision. How is that?
I'm ready. I'm here for it.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Tell us what's going on between you and Tanya.
So my understanding, this is all hearsay because I haven't talked to her in weeks, but my understanding is that she hooked up with my ex, and she has not even dared to text me to let me know what was going on. So I'm not really surprised that she escalated this like this, because that's the kind of drama queen she is.
Ooh.
But, yeah, she did not even wait for the body to be cold before she jumped on my guy.
Wow.
And
the pillow was still
really,
warm, huh?
no lie. And I really just kind of hope that he showed his true colors and broke her heart, because she deserves it after all that.
Oh, so you're hoping for a heartbreak, huh?
He's the worst, man. I'm sure she figured it out pretty quick. So,
well, actually, she's right here. Let her tell you what happened. Tanya, go ahead and speak to Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Okay.
Trying to sound all friendly.
Morgan, I'm very, very sorry. I really messed up, and I really, really hope you will consider going back to being my friend. No.
Villain laughter. She sounded like a Joker right now.
Not really interested in that. Was he a dog to you? Did you get burned? Yeah, pretty much just like the same way you did. And, I should have just been smart about it. But I don't know. I just kind of thought, maybe it'll be different with us. And, of course, it wasn't. And he showed what kind of person he truly is. And, now our friendship is in jeopardy. And I just really...
Our friendship? My friendship with you? There is no friendship.
Yeah.
You can't
You didn't even wait, dude. Like, you, first of all, you didn't reach out to me at all, which sucks. And second of all, like, you didn't even... this is the literal first time I've heard from you. So, no, you're ridiculous.
Tell us how you really feel.
How do you feel about it, Tanya? It seems like she's very, very mad still.
Well, I feel really bad about it.
You should.
I mean, I completely understand you feeling, you know, the way you feel. And, you know, what I did was wrong. But I'm really sorry. And I just, it seems like such a shame for our friendship to be ruined, you know, over a guy.
Yeah, no.
You're the one who ruined it, though.
Yeah, exactly. And if that's how you're going to behave this time around, like, why would I ever introduce you to anybody I'm ever dating ever again? Like, that's insane. That would be stupid on my part. There's no way. We're done.
Mm. Oh, can't trust him around your man, even if he's a dog.
Closed.
No.
So at this point, there's no parting this morning.
No.
Well, you keep laughing, but every time,
I know, every time we ask that question, she cracks up. Well, I'm sorry, Tanya. Doesn't seem like you're getting a pardon this morning, but we appreciate you reaching out. Maybe you and Morgan can move forward in some form or fashion in the future, sit down and have a conversation. Just didn't happen today. That's how it is. Sometimes you get it. Sometimes you don't. It's Beg Your Pardon with your Dream Team right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.